We're in the middle of Siman Reish Lamed Beis Sif Beis. It's quite a large sif. And we are discussing things that you're not allowed to do before davening mincha. And the Lashon HaGemara is Samuch LeMincha. And the Gemara has a discussion, Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedola. The Gemara seems to have two conclusions. Both hold Mincha Gedola. And then the question is, okay, what is it exactly that you know how to do? At least the Gabe Seuda, but it relates to all the other aspects as well. Is it Seuda Gedola, like a wedding or Sheva Bracha? So even a Seuda Ketana. So Rif Rambam, Shitas HaMachaber is... Even a Seuda Ketana, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you may not eat from midday until you daven mincha, according to that opinion. Now, we will get to heterim in a few moments. We'll see that there are ways out of the halacha, but there are, let's say, exceptions to the rule. But for now, we're on the rule. And we got up to the Ramah. Okay, so now let's look at the Rambam. Hagah, note, says the Rambam. V'yesh cholkin, that those that disagree with the Mechaber, usvirlu, they hold the Seuda Ketana mutter. The Seuda Ketana, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, nah, that's going to be mutter. Chazal only answers Seuda Gedola. Only a big meal, but not a regular, simple meal. Okay, so that is the Lishna Kama in the Gemara. See, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Beis. Let's look first at the... Alright, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Beis. Mutter. Hainu Samach Lemincha Gedola. V'achar mikain ad samach lemincha ketana. So samach lemincha gedola until you get to samach lemincha ketana. It's going to be mutter to have a suda ketana. Aval samach lemincha ketana, but once you get to samach lemincha ketana, shum mitzchil shah asir zomala, which is, let's say, 3 o'clock on a 66th day, gamli ditu asir b'chol elasa. Even according to this lenient opinion, the opinion is only lenient, Samach Lemincha Gedola. But Samach Lemincha Ketana, it's going to be awesome. Va'afilu b'di'evit, im yitzchilu az mafsikin kishegi azman t'mincha ketana. And if you, even if you started b'di'evit, you'd have to stop once Mincha Ketana rolls in. Which was if got the chav dala, which we already did. We'll do it again. What's a suda gedola? Nisuin mila vodim pitin aben. Sheishem harbe bnei adam subin yachad. Lots of people sitting together. By day zaraga dar di mashach, things stretch out. Usuda Shabbos yom tov or mikri suda gedola. But suda Shabbos yom tov is not called suda gedola. And then you can sit down at chatzos and have your suda Shabbos. We did the Shabbat Tzion. Chayadam wants to say he didn't suda gedola, but the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, Tzarchi and Minayin loves that. And Beis Yosef says not like that. But Yerusha does point out that in the Beis Yosef there's a discussion. What if you have a lot of people at your Shabbat suda? Maybe that would be different. But the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to be mitachas to that. Shabbos meals he holds a suda ketan, and therefore there will be mutter. Samach lemincha gedola. Look at the bir halacha. Dibur ha'masla v'yeshcholkin usvilu the suda ketana mutter. I am the Mishnah Berurah. The samach lemincha ketana gam adei azu asa filu suda ketana. So this opinion is only being made up by samach lemincha gedola, but not by samach lemincha ketana. But I am the bir agrashi kaza that ikra kadei azu. This is the ikra opinion. That Suda Ketana is Mutter Samach Lemincha Gedola, but Aser Samach Lemincha Ketana. The Al Kainira, Daf Mishena Rotus Machal Minik Shungal Hokkin Kimavur Hagola Kame. We're going to see now in the Ramah even more lenient opinions. So someone who does not want, and that's Ramah is going to tell us is the Minik. So even if you don't want to rely on that Minik and those lenient opinions, says the Mishnah Berurah. So if you want to be machmir, you should be machmir like this middle of the road opinion. But you shouldn't be so machmir like the machaber who says even the suda kitana is asa samach the mincha gedola. Okay, so far we have two opinions. We have the mechaber paskening suda kitana asa samach the mincha gedola, and we have the Rama saying no, suda kitana is mutter, but suda kitana is asa suda gedola is asa samach the mincha gedola. And the Mishabura says, but according to this, the Suda Kitana is also Samach Lamin Chaktan. Right, now we're going to see more Linya Binyas. The Yeshomrim continues the Rama, that Pilu Suda Gedola Samach Lamin Chagedola Shari. Bring down from the Bala more. It goes, Mordechai. That even a suda gedola is mutter samach lemincha gedola. The yesh omri. I'll give you another leniency. The suda ktana afilo samach lemincha ktana shari. That this is the most makele opinion we've seen so far. The suda ktana is mutter even samach lemincha ktana. But it only says samach lemincha ktana. It does not say after mincha ktana. So 3 o'clock will be mutter. Once you hit 3:30 and it's mamish mincha ktana, according to this opinion, it would still seem to be awesome. How do we paskin? Says the continues the Ramah. This was alluded to before the Bir Halacha. But no gulak against shnei svaras. The meaning is to be maker like these two opinions. The Hainu. Now we're gonna review. What are the two maker opinions? Suda gedola samach lemincha gedola is mutter. And suda ktana samach lemincha ktana is mutter. Now why are we so lenient, says the Rama? The efsher, it could be. Hatam, the reason is, mishum the achshav kari lebeis haknesses. So this line of Rama complicates things tremendously, because the Rama's, you know, going and bending over backwards to give us the most lenient opinions, but then he's pinning it on a reason that hasn't been relevant for hundreds of years. And that is that the reason people are making it, what's the, we're afraid you're going to get caught up in your meal and forget to daven mincha. Yeah, but the shamish calls, gets on a bullhorn and calls everyone to come daven mincha. So he's going to remind you, so it's no problem. Well, that's wonderful if you're an Arab and they ring the bell to call you to prayer. But Jews haven't called people to prayer in hundreds of years. So the Rama says, the Efshah Tamshin, the Akshav Koran the Beis HaKnesses. They call you to come to shul. I don't know what that means. They didn't have these fancy bullhorns, and they knock on every door. They go around door to door, look for mezuzah, and knock on the door. That's some job. Okay, I guess.
Houses weren't in between the goyim.
They lived in a separate Jewish section. There were no goyim. The Efshah Tamshin, the Akshav Koran the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, lo chayshina, we're not afraid of my yibshav lo yisbala, he's going to get caught up in the meal and forget the daven. However, even according to this opinion, besuda gedola of meal, besuda gedola, he says yesh la'achem and feel samach lemincha gedola. So now he's kind of backtracking from one of the leniencies and says, you know, suda gedola, really, you should be machmir samach lemincha gedola. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah sifkan lechafei yesh omrim v'yesh omrim. Shtei elu adeyes mikil and yosef adeyes hakodmos. They're more lenient, these two opinions. Dilididu rak v'ofen echad aso v'nechlak and zemizet. Dilidyeshom and radrish on the first yeshom when you hold rak samach lemincha ketana aso v'afilu suda ketana v'asamach lemincha gedola shari yako. Everything went to samach lemincha gedola and everything is aso samach lemincha ketana. Dilidyeshom and radrish is a levek suda gedola aso v'afilu samach lemincha gedola. Again, it's suda ketana samach lemincha ketana. That still doesn't help us all that much. It only gives you actually a half hour. Mashma dekishayigi as my mincha ketana moted asalat. So once you reach mincha ketana 3:30, it's aser to start the meal. Uvagos Mordechai mekel gambazeh. Agos Mordechai takes it one step further. V'daito de'ein iser ele besuda gedola samach lemincha ketana. This is the most mean opinion we've seen so far. It's only suda gedola samach lemincha ketana. But Suda Kitana Sarah Mitchitan is mutter, and Suda Kitana even after Mitchitan is also going to be mutter according to this opinion. The goes Mordechai. The Chaimash and Bama Riyot did not go all in the Hakel after Achar Shigias Man Mitchitana. The minute is Mivego even after Zman Mitchitana. Now the Aruch HaShulchan brings all this down and he says, hey, wait a second, they don't call us to prayer anymore, what are we going to do? Now, I don't know why you're forced to say that Ramaz Kula is only, he's giving a reason maybe. Epsher, right, Epsher, it doesn't sound like it's necessarily limited to that, but the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered, others are bothered by this. The Aruch HaShulchan found the Yerushalmi has a different gears from the Gemara. It's not Samach LeMincha, although I think it's a Mishnah, but he has a gears of Samach LeChashecha. Not Samach LeMincha, Samach LeChashecha. And Aruch HaShulchan tries also to be Miyashiv, the Minig, all of them to be Mekel. It's the Maisa, most people are Mekel. So.
No one's Mekel, but it's going to go to a wedding after Matan.
Right. Right. That seems to be problematic. Mishmar Simcha v'chav tes lo chashinan. Second line. V'dad. V'dad k'sudik tana semchal kriyas shel shamash v'yisak neses. So this concept of the shamash calling it a shul is only for sudik tana. About Suda Gedola in some kind of Kriya recognizes by Suda Gedola, you won't even rely on that. Why? Because the Shchirik Hashem, because people start drinking, and once you start drinking, just at a wedding, someone poured someone some schnapps and said, hey, I got a Marav yet. People said, hey, I'm going to wash, but it's almost Marav time. It's not yet Marav time, it's sort of Marav time. Okay, we have to get to at the wedding tonight. What? A good wedding? Everything. Okay, the problem is we don't have a kriyas hashamish. And I don't know. Like, why does the Mishabura not make a comment about this? Sounds like he had a kriyas hashamish. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you want to go take a shower? It's man minchatana already. So, but Makos Shashamish, it's a Knesset Green Line. So the Mishabura does jump on this reason and seem to pin leniency on this reason. Omnam, he says, another reason to daven mincha gedola on Friday. And she might say, no, going to spell on me, call them, Jochen Bezamerchas. Creation with tactical, he says, well, we call them, Jochen Bezamerchas gedola. And the share in the bottom, Ois Chavav, she ain't rose in this Mohawk Kriyas HaShamish. The live Heter Baru, it's not such a clear Heter. Now here, Dir should bring down a beautiful verse from Chaim Kanievsky. I was thinking about this. He says, if you're Zarka to live in Eretz Yisrael, and you have a siren telling you that it's time for not by candle lighting, so 40 minutes before Shkia, so that's like Kriyas HaShamish, the basic Knesset. Maybe they should do it every day. Dershu now brings down from Rav Moshe and Rosh Hashanah, someone who has a set minyan. I always dive in a kalev 10 minutes before Shkia. Okay, which is not an uncommon thing. People dive, especially in America. People dive in right before, well, it really depends on the summer, winter. But let's say the summer, I dive in 10 minutes or 15, whatever it is, before Shkia. That's my minyan kavua, so that's good enough. Once you have a minyan kavua, I think so. That's a good point you're making. I think that would count. So that's already, you have a minyan kavua at the same time. Now the problem is, you know, if you have a minyan during the day, yeshiva, work, wherever you are, and you miss that minyan. Okay, so at the end of it, you miss that minyan. Okay, so I'll catch the minyan right before Shkia. But now I don't have a set minyan that's enabling me to sit down and eat a suda. So one of the kulas is appointing a shomer. Ask someone to remind you to daven. Now that's not going to help if that person's eating with you, because just like you're distracted by the food, he's also distracted by the food. Ask the person who's not eating with you. And we'll soon see, eating means eating bread. Okay, if he's not washing, so then that would be okay. Others, more contemporary way of doing things is to set an alarm. Put the alarm on the table to remind you to daven. or ask someone who's not washing to remind you to daven, things like that. Yeshua also points out, you know, let's say a person takes a nap, going to sleep. It's also something you can certainly get caught up with. I have this with my kids. They take a nap Friday afternoon. The chances that they're going to make it to Mincha are very slim. I tell them now, you daven Mincha. If you didn't daven Mincha, you go, you daven Bechidus. You cannot. Yeshiva Bachram will come back from a long week in Yeshiva. Cannot lie down 2 hours before Shkia and expect to be up for Mincha. Unless they say, pour a bucket of water over my head. And they don't usually give you that green light. Okay, but this is something, you know, to keep in mind. We Marav will discuss when we get to the house. Marav. So do they kick you out of the mikveh over here at a certain time? I know there was a whole balagan because it was very close to Shabbos. People were still there. So if, let's say they do, let's say they have a rule, you can't be in the mikveh. They close the mikveh. They kick you out 20 minutes to shkia. So that would be good enough. That would count as the kriya shamash, the basic message. Again, we have the siren. Yeah, you can always ask people to remind you.
It's I don't know if I'm mikvah.
Right. That's more like the sudik tana samak la mincha ktana. I mean, so during mincha ktana, which we said the minig is to be made. That's only what we really came down to now is our mikilim. We don't have the kriya shamash and the basic message. So that's puts everything into question on some level, but we have mekilin even during mincha ktana, suda ktana. And if you have someone remind you, or you have an alarm clock, I guess that functions as the kriya shamash perhaps. That's even better than kriya shamash because it's personal. Here, the issue brings in a shomer. If you appoint a shomer, it's going to come up soon in Hilchos Marav. You didn't bring it up here. Okay,
there's
now.
The story, you know, with the Chofetz Chaim, who fainted in the Erev Shabbos.
You fainted in the mikvah? That's a whole discussion. We don't want you to faint. That's a... Okay, back to the Ramah. So he's taking, he's reneging on that heter. By Suda Gedola. He started 11:30 in the morning. If you're still going by 3:30 in the afternoon, and you're running out of time, he has to stop and down. So the Rambam right, and we don't rely on the Kriya Shamash for Suda Gedola. Does that mean we don't rely on the Shomer for Suda Gedola also? Does that mean we don't rely on this? Right, remember we had Shabbat Rochel in the summer, it's very problematic because you call it for a certain time, everyone comes half hour to an hour late, and now it's already within a half hour to davening Maariv, it becomes very problematic. If you wash beforehand, which is complicated, you know, because it's not your house and you don't decide. I think at last time I washed at home and started sweating at home to avoid this problem. Okay, but we'll see about Maariv later. Let's just say Gimel. When we're talking about a Suda, we're talking about a Suda for now. Let's see. I'm a Lidom, but to taste something, Daniel Chilas Peros Mutter. But to eat Peros, to eat, let's say, non bread, and for now we'll say non Mizonos products, that's no problem. Even a small half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that might also be okay if it's a kibetza. So the Mokum Lokeva, it's not a kviyas. You can even eat out of the sukkah. They relate the laws of sukkah to the laws of air, and that would be mutter. Mishabetsu Kasalam Dal mutter. I feel like Regia is my Mimchitana, but I feel Ocha Habe Peros. It doesn't matter. The Zela Miki Suda, it's not called a Suda. Now, bread is no good. More than a kibetza is a problem of bread. Has Habavi Kisnim, which he spent a lot of time discussing back in Siman Kuf, Samaches, is also a problem if you're eating more than a kibetza. But what about a mazona? What about noodles? Pasta. It's not possible with Kisnim, and there's no Kviya Suda. So here they kind of invent a new concept also of Kviya Suda. It also relates to Sukkah. Mishabur is continuing in Sifkat Alamed Dalet. Vitavshil. A dish, a cooked dish, like pasta, hasui mechamesha saminim, gam kein mutter, im eino kovea alayhu. If you're not kovea suda on it, which is interesting, because in general the term kvia suda relates to pasul bekisnim. The term kvia suda is not really relevant. It's not halachically relevant to noodles. But now we're kind of invented. I don't know the marker exactly, but this is, I think, comes from sukkah. They invented a new concept called being kovei suda, unusually kovei suda. Right, means you have to wash the bench on your Stella Zora cookies because you're eating a sheer kvia suda. So here, right, they talk about being kovei suda on noodles, on pasta, and that's going to make it problematic. Now they don't tell you, and I didn't look maybe far enough into this, but what does kvia suda mean? It means this is my supper, regardless of how much or how little I eat, or it means sheer kvia suda. Kufsan mechas, when you talk about basil kisin, we don't care if you're eating as a snack or eating as a meal. We don't really care. We care about how it's normally eaten, according to some, which we discussed over there, and we care it's a volume, how much you're eating. Is it an amount that's normally that you're kvia suda? I didn't see that to talk about this issue. Yes, this is very shriya. But they compare it to sukkah. So it's not clear. Are we talking about an amount? Or are we talking about this is supper? Your wife says, for supper we have tuna casserole, noodles, and therefore this is supper. So, okay, if you're eating less than a kibetza, by definition, it's not, it's no feast. But once eating more than that, we call it supper, maybe it's a problem. Not good. Okay, so the posts are looking for the, you know, we don't want to start pointing fingers and say all the Kaisa are doing something wrong, and there's a lot of opinions over there. The opinions are the gamut, from everything is Asr to everything is Mutter and everything in between. But it's important to be aware of and take the necessary precautions.